The national agenda on competitiveness and investing in education is centered on the acronym STEM, Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. It is these subjects that need to be stressed in public schools, educators say, to drive the future of the U.S. economy. But some teachers think there is a spelling problem here. Adding the arts to this techie, sciencey mix and you get STEAM, the STEAM Initiative. Adding the A there, making sure arts is an integrated part of the STEM mission, is the inspiration of President John Maeda at the Rhode Island School of Design. Maeda is a designer and former professor at the MIT Media Lab. He says arts and technology drive learning better when they are in a curriculum together.
Well, it's important to show that, you know, both approaches are powerful. I'm the product of STEM education, but I also realized adding the art dimension, the arts way of thinking, really helped me do what I do and did at the Media Lab, and I think it's an important way.
Now, in your pitching this idea to teachers and educational institutions, did you find that their approach on STEM was that STEM is what we're getting back to, the basics of education, no more of all that frilly artsy stuff, and that there was a tension in trying to get this reintegrated?
Well, I think the arts just tend to go into the category of a nice to have instead of a need to have just generally in society. And I think that the STEM approach is very rational, sort of Star Trek Vulcan. It makes sense. But if you talk about it in isolation, without arts thinking.
Would you say that arts has the capacity to be a driver of an understanding of mathematics in the way that we used to talk about how music and mathematics in classical education were almost identical subjects, but that they have evolved apart?
Well, it's a mode of communicating that is about feeling, something that is kind of, as they say, touchy-feely, but it's essential to the human experience. And I think that if you develop the mind, you want to develop both sides.
And do you have some anecdotal information about how this is working? Have you talked with teachers about how this integration works in actual practice? And have you seen students?
Well, ever since we launched STEMToSTEAM.org, we get calls almost every day from teachers in elementary school, high school, middle school that know that the arts are an important part of education process. We get calls from science teachers that want to push this. We get calls from art teachers. And so the demand to understand how both modes of thinking are core to an American education.
And so, in a sense, the rest of America is catching up to the hipness of all designers, right?
Well, design is on everyone's tongue right now.
And you're right in the middle of it. Is it unusual for you to be, you know, at the head of a trend that has real sort of cultural mainstream significance here potentially, as opposed to, you know, the Media Lab guys are always on the fringe?
I think Media Lab was always about design. If you look at how Nicholas designed the idea of the Media Lab, and I think that technology itself is slowing down and design is now needed because technology has become a commodity and design is the only thing you actually experience. And we experience a lot of things and it's all design now.
And having art there in the STEM acronym is the way to really get design thinking built into education.
It gets it built back in. That's how we learn. That's why we're pretty wacky people, you and me, John.
Speak for yourself, Mr. Maeda. John Maeda is president of the Rhode Island School of Design, part of the inspiration for the STEM to STEAM initiative, integrating arts back into the whole STEM mission in education. John, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
This STEAM approach is being tried in settings around the U.S. Reporter Rob Manning at Oregon Public Broadcasting spent some time with principals, students, and teachers at a school in the Portland suburbs. STEAM, he says, has been producing some real educational heat.
Yeah, the kids were actually really excited. I think that's one of the points of doing it, is to kind of bring students through a new way into, you know, the science and math related subjects. At one classroom I went to, all the students were standing up. They were acting out ecology concepts in different ways. Across the hall from them, there was something that was a little more sciencey, but they were getting into drawing these worms that they had in a big bin. And at one point, you know, the worms actually started, you know, moving in ways that they didn't expect. And here's the teacher, Krista Geffrey, talking about that.
And Natalie's is escaping. Go ahead and put it back on that damp paper towel.
you just, you know, worms are a great combination with kids, that's for sure. So in some sense, what you observed here is that art was a driver of learning more about science, that it wasn't the science teaching people about art.
Yeah, exactly. I think that was, but it did go both ways. There was another classroom where they were talking about, they were leading up to a visit from an artist, and they were talking about clay in terms of, you know, what is clay? This is a material that's used to make sculpture and, you know, ceramic art. And there was a student in that classroom, Jasmine Cleveland, who kind of made this connection between where the material comes from and how it's used.
So erosion happens, it bundles up into clay. People collect it. Sometimes they'll make mold.
So clay comes from eroded soil that's reduced to a real fine powder that and makes it easy to mold when it's mixed with water. That's the lesson. How do kids view this? Do they feel as though, you know, arts are the sugar coating for the science and technology, or do they feel that the science and technology is the good stuff and that the arts are kind of the sort of frilly dessert?
I think they really looked at it as being just parts of a whole. You know, you had ways to demonstrate science concepts that were drawing or through acting them out, and you had, you know, the scientific aspects of art practice. But I think they kind of see it as, you know, different parts of one system.
And what do principals say, that this is something that actually works in practice? It's not an experiment. It's something that can be a part of the core curriculum.
Yes. And Janice Hill, who's the principal at Quatama Elementary, which is the school that I visited, really saw it as kind of, you know, this is a way to draw kids in, but it's also, you know, a fundamental part of learning.
Kids say, oh, math class. But then if they're trying to figure out how much of this we can plant into this area and how we can make it look good or has to fit together and the pieces have to be congruent and all those geometry words or whatever, then they're engaged because it just makes sense.
You know, John Maeda told us that people are really enthusiastic in their questions about what STEAM could possibly be. In practice, did you find that that enthusiasm continued once they actually started doing these sorts of things in the classroom?
I think it did. I mean, certainly the teachers were very engaged. They were excited to kind of bring these ideas together. And the way that Principal Hill really put it is that, you know, it is this sort of idea of integrating that is going to lead kids to more complex ways of thinking.
The kind of problem solving you do when you create art, whether it's dance or drawing or whatever it is the same kind of problem solving that we need to be able to do when we solve complex engineering or environmental problems.
So this is something that could move more widely in the Oregon public school system.
I think it could. It has the backing of the congresswoman from that area, Suzanne Bonamici. She's trying to create this new caucus on Capitol Hill of STEM to STEAM. And, you know, there is definitely a growing interest here in trying to figure out ways to keep arts in schools under limited funding scenarios and all that kind of thing without backing away from the commitments to science and math.
Thanks to Rob Manning, reporter-producer for Oregon Public Broadcasting, and John Maeda, president of the Rhode Island School of Design. For more information on that program, go to stemtosteam.org. You can reach us at 8778-MY-TAKE. Find us at Twitter at The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.